Wednesday, July 7th, 2010. 8 to 8:45 a.m. Devotions, Sapphire Room, Tower Lobby. 8:15 to 8:45 a.m. Registration, $20, Chantilly Foyer Area, Tower Lobby. General Session, 9 a.m. Invocation, 9:05 a.m. Elections. 9:50 a.m. The Apex and Other Developments at Humanware, Gilles Papin, Chief Executive Officer, Humanware, Drummondville, Canada. 10:10 a.m. The Failure of the Educational System in Meeting the Needs of the Blind, Mark Riccobono, Moderator, Executive Director, National Federation of the Blind at Jernigan Institute, Baltimore, Maryland. Sheila Amato, EDD, University Teacher Trainer, Massapequa Park, New York. Noreen Grice, Founder and President of You Can Do Astronomy, LLC, New Britain, Connecticut. Laura Weber, Secretary, National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, Houston, Texas. Eric Vasiliauskas, MD, Parent and Advocate, Los Angeles, California. 11:10 a.m., Assuring Internet Accessibility. Preeti Kumar, Chief Executive Officer, DQ Systems Incorporated, Reston, Virginia. Wednesday, July 7th, continued. 11:30 a.m., Reports and Resolutions. 12 p.m., Adjourn. 12 noon to 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 to 2 p.m., Registration, $20, Chantilly Foyer Area, Tower Lobby. 12 noon to 1:45 p.m., Independence Market and Showroom of Innovation, Final Time Period to be Open, Grand Ballroom, Atrium Lobby. 12 noon to 1:45 p.m., Exhibits, Khmer Pavilion, Atrium, 3rd Level. General Session, 2 p.m., Call to Order, 2:05 p.m., Financial Report, 3:05 p.m., Strategic Initiatives Report, John Perret, Executive Director for Strategic Initiatives, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Jesse Hartle, Governmental Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Lauren McLarney, Governmental Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. 3:35 p.m., Reports, Resolutions, and Other Business. 5 p.m., Adjourn. Wednesday, July 7th, continued. 7 to 8 p.m., BEP, U.S. Currency Identification Focus Group, Steuben Room, Atrium Mezzanine. Representatives of the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Bureau of Engraving and Printing, BEP, and the Office of Product Development provide an update on BEP's progress to provide blind individuals with access to U.S. currency and discuss concepts it is currently testing. 7 to 8 p.m. Experience the Blio Reader, making the world's books enjoyable, usable, and accessible to everyone. Peridot Room, Atrium Mezzanine, presented by James Gashel. 7 to 8:30 p.m., Imagination Fund Grant Writing Seminar, Fleur-de-Lis B Room, Atrium Mezzanine. Each affiliate should send at least one representative to this seminar. Learn to plan, write, and submit a strong grant application. Discover key points and strategies about how to identify appropriate funders and submit a winning proposal. Mark A. Riccobono, Executive Director, NFB Jernigan Institute. 7 to 9 p.m., What's New with NFB Newsline, Lalique Room, Atrium Mezzanine. Learn about the NFB's free audible newspaper service for the blind and visually impaired. Topics cover Potable News, The New Voices, the new on-demand article request feature, and more. Sign up for NFB Newsline at its exhibit hall table. 7 to 9 p.m., Social Security and Supplemental Security Income, What Applicants, Advocates, and Recipients Should Know Seminar, Sapphire Room, Tower Lobby. Topics, Social Security and SSI Benefits, including eligibility criteria, the application process, reporting obligations, and appeals process. Also get information on the Medicare Prescription Drug Benefit Income Subsidy Program. Presenter, Ronza Othman. Wednesday, July 7th, continued. 7 to 10 p.m., Exhibits, Khmer Pavilion, Atrium 3rd Level. 7 to 11 p.m., 10th Annual Showcase of Talent, Fee, $5, Stemmons Auditorium, Atrium Lobby. Register early by contacting Performing Arts Division leaders at the convention by Tuesday. Proceeds benefit the division's scholarship program and other programs. Sponsored by the Performing Arts Division, Dennis H.R. Sumlin, President. 7 to 11 p.m., Non-24-Hour Sleep-Wake Disorder Seminar, Obelisk A Room, Atrium Mezzanine. Circadian Rhythm Sleep Disorders in Totally Blind People. Total loss of light perception prevents synchronization of circadian body clock rhythms to the 24-hour day, leading to cyclic insomnia and daytime napping. The causes of this sleep disorder and possible treatment options will be presented and discussed. 7:30 to 9 p.m., Introduction to Oracle Cybo Call Center, Obelisk B Room, Atrium Mezzanine. Don Malk, Accessibility Evangelist at Oracle, will demonstrate the accessibility features built into the Oracle Cybo Call Center. Oracle CRM products are used by more than 4,000 enterprises and more than 4.6 million business users. These enterprises represent potential employment opportunities for the blind. 8 to 9 p.m., Friends of Recovery Meeting, Library Room, Tower Mezzanine. All convention delegates involved in or interested in 12-step recovery programs are invited to attend. Gary Ray, Coordinator. 8 to 10 p.m., Committee on Automobile and Pedestrian Safety, CAPS, Deborah Ken Stein, Chairperson. Fleur de Lis A Room, Atrium Mezzanine. 8 to 10 p.m., Committee on Research and Development, Rosetta Room, Atrium Mezzanine. For the most part, technological developments tend to exclude blind people. Developers must change the ways future technologies are designed. Join us. Perhaps you can suggest a technology or approach that nobody else has considered. Curtis Chong, Chairperson. Wednesday, July 7th continued. 8 to 11:30 p.m., Monte Carlo Night, Metropolitan Ballroom, Tower Mezzanine. Try your luck at any of the usual card games found on a casino floor, sponsored by the National Association of Blind Students. 8:30 to 9:45 p.m. Experience the Blio Reader, making the world's books enjoyable, usable, and accessible to everyone. Peridot Room, Atrium Mezzanine, presented by James Gashel.